As COVID restrictions, meantime, begin to loosen all across the country, more states are using incentives to encourage people to get the shot.
That's right. Giveaways, raffles, you name it, including everything from cash to tickets to sporting events. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin is live in New York tonight with some of the big ticket items that states and also some big corporations are giving people to get vaccinated. Hey there, Tom.
That's right, Marnie and Rob. And some other twists and turns in this story as well. We're live at the Javits Center in Manhattan, a major vaccination site here where things have been admittedly a bit slow of late. So they're offering prizes here as well. But just tonight, California getting in on this in a very big way. In fact, the largest package of incentives in the nation. And here's the twist, not just for the newly vaccinated.
I like to say that it feels like this is happening to a different person.
She's Ohio's first Vax-a-millionaire.
I'm still kind of taken in the moment about it.
14-year-old Joseph Costello just won a college scholarship. Ohio's governor tells News Nation his state's vaccination rate was dropping before the lottery. Now shots are up about 45%.
I felt, frankly, announcing winners once a week, it would continue the hype for a few weeks.
It's all the rage all over the country. Corporate America's even kicking in. Drugstore giant CVS offering the newly vaccinated cruises and Super Bowl tickets. New York's doing it.
We'll be entering anyone and everyone who gets vaccinated into a raffle to receive Knicks tickets.
So's Arkansas starting today.
There are people out there that need a little nudge.
California, already offering free Lakers tickets, just announcing $116 million in total prizes, including some for those who already have their shots.
Everybody that has been vaccinated in the state of California will have their name put into this drawing.
All part of persuading the reluctant or enough of the reluctant to get vaccinated, at least 70%, to reach herd immunity. If we don't get there, the next step is deciding whether to reimpose unpopular restrictions like mask wearing and social distancing. Till then,
we're going to be innovating constantly because each additional New Yorker we get vaccinated is a step away from the COVID era and to our future.
And to the immediate future, this weekend marks the first chance in the COVID pandemic to actually enjoy a normal summer. The CDC saying that if you have had your vaccine, you can enjoy the upcoming Memorial Day weekend just like you did before you ever heard of COVID-19.